Oh, darling, you're still here. I thought you were off to that get-together that you were so excited about. I don't understand. Why haven't you left yet, then? Ah, I see. You're anxious about going. Is it the aspect of going on your own? Or is it simply the idea of going at all? A mixture. I thought so. Darling, are you looking for advice? Or are you simply looking for someone to listen? Here, put your phone down, stop looking at the clock, and simply listen to me. I know that new experiences can be terrifying, especially if you're going to be experiencing them alone. I don't think it's rational for you to feel this way, especially since you don't have a lot of practice going to places alone, where you don't expect to see anyone you know there. Not having someone recognizable and safe in an unfamiliar environment is understandably anxiety-inducing. However, I don't think that you should allow your anxiety to prevent you from doing things you honestly, earnestly want to do. You've been talking about this get-together for nearly a week straight now. I know you want to go. It's simply that now that the hour is upon you, your mind is trying to come up with reasons for you not to go. Reasons for you not to step out of your comfort zone and learn. What I mean by learning is... Here, how about this? Let me put forth a few questions to you. Say you don't end up going. Are you going to beat yourself up about it? Are you going to be consumed by the what-ifs of not going? You're currently so consumed with the negative what-ifs of going that I don't believe you've asked yourself the opposite. What if you end up having a wonderful time? What if you learn that this is something that you have such a good time with that you want to continue going? That you want it to become a more regular thing? If you don't go, you'll never know. You could end up meeting more people who are interested in the same things you are. You could end up making a connection or two. How often do experiences like this come by, I know you. And if there is something inside that is seriously telling you, danger, no, stay home, then I would tell you to follow that instinct. Sometimes we're better off listening to our guts. However, darling, I don't believe this falls into that scenario. This seems like ordinary anxiety of the unknown fear, rather than an instinctual fear. My dear, even if the experience ends up, well, less than ideal, that doesn't mean that you aren't better off than you were before from the experience. Failure isn't a bad thing. And while I don't earnestly believe that this is something that you can fail at, do you understand the sentiment? Things not living up to their expectations isn't a failure. And even if it was, not allowing oneself to experience certain things because of fear can lead you to missing out on quite a lot. Do you remember What I told you Thor used to say to me when we were children, and I was wary or scared to do something. That's right. Then we do it scared. You're allowed to be apprehensive and anxious, but I honestly, truly think that you should go. I think you will have a better time than your rotten anxiety thinks you will. You're trying to make a concerted effort to help yourself. Remember, you told me that if you had the time and the means, that you wanted to go out and experience more things that you haven't before. You have the time, you have the means. You planned, no doubt, for a handful of possible ways that this event can play out, good or bad. So I think that you shouldn't put all that mental and emotional effort to waste and end up stewed in regret. Allow yourself to experience things and have a richer life full of those experiences. In the end, remember, if you're truly not having fun, you can simply leave. Right? Right. And I will be here waiting for you when you arrive home, no matter how well or how poorly it goes. I promise. And you can tell me everything when you return. Good or bad.